The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Welcome back for hour number two. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for tuning in this Sunday. Always my succinct pleasure to be spending Sunday with all y'all. We've been talking up a couple of things here. We have Andy from Texas, who is still on the line with us. We're going to be wrapping up. We got callers from Kentucky and Maryland on deck. And among the things we were chit-chatting about this week is the J6 committee treason. All right. Holly Weird celebs are promising to leave the country if Trump is elected. And I say, leave now. You're a bunch of liars. You promised that the last time. So we know how that went. The military is pretty much on their knees begging for recruits because they've become so woke, their foreign policy so distorted. And, of course, the Bidenista regime essentially being occupiers who have just come unhinged. Nobody wants to join the military. They're begging. All right, Massachusetts wants to ban supplements, okay? They want to protect you from yourself so you're not too healthy. They want to make sure you still have those chronic and degenerative diseases, you see, that require even more medical intrusion into your life. They really want you on a cocktail of stuff your entire lifespan. And, of course, we are now hearing, for those of you that enjoy spending time on social media, that if elected president, Nimrod Randhawa, is going to make it mandatory that no one use anonymous accounts, that you have your real name on all social media. Who is Nimrod Randhawa, you say? Well, that's Nikki Haley. All right. Yeah, she wants you to use your real name out there. But Nimrod, well, not so much. Nice, our two-tiered system here in America for me and not for thee, right? Andy from Texas, what's your final words here? I got a couple other callers to get to, but I did want to wrap up.
Oh, hey, well, thanks for allowing me to do that. You know, when it comes to the medical society, I mean, first and foremost, it's a bad business plan to cure you. So if these people actually came up with a cure for you, they just lost a customer. So, I mean, and that's Rockefeller medicine, you know, that came out of Harvard a long time ago. I mean, this, that, and the other. But when it comes to the overall picture and stuff, these people have pre-planned everything that's happening to us right now. I mean, back in 1968, they brought out the 911 phone call conversation. This is how cool they are. Okay, so in New York and Chicago and stuff, they got the 911. You call for the cops and stuff. I don't know. Add 33 years to that. What do you come out to? 2001. In 2001, what do we have? 9/11. Okay, these people are just precise people. These people have pre-planned this stuff. Everything that's happening to us right now has been pre-planned. And there it goes. I go back to the Bible again. Was this all pre-planned? Was the Bible written just so that all the Christians would just go, oh, it's just prophecy. It's happening. We can't do nothing about it. And then you get the Scofield Bible who says, oh, you'll be raptured out and da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Look, we are being played like little kids in a musical chairs gig in grade school. You know, they're taking a chair away. Every time we turn around, they're taking a chair away, and somebody has to be eliminated, and this and that and the other. That's the same thing as what they're doing to us. They're eliminating us. They're getting rid of us. And guess what? This is not the first time they've done a reset. They killed tons of flipping people years and years ago because there was too many people, and then we started over. And now we've got far too many people, according to these people. And if you agree with the census, then there's like 8 billion people on this planet, and who knows if that's true. Who flipping walked around and said, hey, there's a guy. There's a guy. And they just put a little glitch on their little paper. Who really knows what the population is here? But nonetheless,
well, I know they're doing a wonderful job at killing them off. Here in America, you look at the abortion rates and how many babies have been killed. And then you look, say, to Canada, how many assisted suicide. Hell, they got suicide pods up there that they're offering to people who are just sad or homeless. Or for whatever reason, their quality of life drug isn't addicts. What they'd like it to be. It's ridiculous. So, you know, people that say that government, it's a crazy conspiracy theory that they're engaged in population reduction is an absolute BS claim because they're doing it. They just call it different things. They don't call it genocide. They don't say, well, this is population reduction time. You know, they just do it and, you know, give it a policy, a name. So, I don't know. It's crazy times.
Dave, I'll leave it with this. Democide. Democide. Yep. Death by government. And I think that's why government was put together in the first place. Thank you for your time, Dave. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for the call. That was Andy from Texas, everybody. For sure. We are in the midst of population reduction programs that have been foisted on us in all kinds of shapes and sizes. That's just the reality of it. They're not going to call it, we've got a new amendment to the population reduction plan for the United Nations Summit 2024. You know, it's not like that. All right. They know that you're just lethargic enough to not really be paying attention to most of what they're doing anyways. And they just create infinite little policies that put that strain, as I started in the beginning of the show, talking about artificial scarcity, putting a pinch on for things that you need, right, to withhold things like supplements, right, to make sure that you're sickly and not capable of detoxifying from a bad vaccine, for example. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, let's get to our next caller. Mike from Kentucky. How are you, Mike? We got Mike with us? There.
Yeah, I'm here. What? Can you hear me?
Okay, I didn't. Are you there, Mike?
I'm over. I'm over here.
There you are. I hear you now. We lost you on Al Gore's internet somewhere there, but I hear you now.
Well, I'm not on the internet, so you are maybe. But so they're merging all the technology. Somebody called last hour, and I thought, you know, maybe I misheard it, that your show was going to talk about how to kind of work within and out the grid, you know, and drop in and out and pollute their database and all that fun stuff. There's a lot of simple things that could be done if you're not real tech savvy. Like you can use a watch with a countdown repeat timer to remind you to take your phone out of a metal box and you could change it, you know, every 15 minutes, every 20 minutes, every 30 minutes. And you can let people know, like, if they're trying to get a hold of you, that about 15 minutes before the hour, you're going to check your phone for missed calls or text messages. And the vast majority of the time, your phone can be in a metal box. That's about as simple of a way to go off the grid as possible. Now, the rest of it, you know, you can still have your stupid Bluetooth on your car. I've heard of people taking that aluminum tape and putting over the stupid OnStar antenna. And, you know, you'll find out real quick if your car insurance company or somebody doesn't like that. They'll be like, we're having trouble insuring your car because there's a technical problem with that. You know, you'll find out if you're going off the grid because they're trying to commercialize everything with these fusion centers. And there was a huge lawsuit. I just found out yesterday about a Maine state policeman who made some complaint or statement to his bosses. And that's probably been, who knows, 5 years ago, because it takes forever for these cases to get through court. Average is probably close to 5 or 6 years. He won $300,000 because they fired him or refused to promote him or something crap. He got damaged about having to put or cooperate with a local fusion center in Maine and send over this data or whatever it was. They have a reciprocal agreement, I guess, with the different agencies like the DEA and stuff like that. And it's basically organized perjury, and I'm about to go through a tunnel, where they perjure themselves by doing parallel construction. Hopefully my signal over. Did I lose you?
No, I back still now. Hear you. You're still with us.
Okay, well, there's a buffer in these phones, by the way, that can be about 30 seconds. And the other thing that happens is I think there's a variable lag that's based on your signal quality and the buffering that can happen. You see that when you're watching YouTube, right? You'll get the little wheel of the worldwide weight. Maybe it'll buffer, and you'll see it load in the little red bar. And then if you hit pause, you can let it buffer and load, and then it won't hang up. But that, obviously, with a live phone call, you can't do that. But
I mean, they're engineering chips and IP addresses for everything that is electronic. And I'm talking about your toaster. I'm talking about your food blender, your air conditioner, literally anything that would plug into the wall to either run or to recharge has got an IP address. So that with this new 5G and Internet of Things, everything communicates with each other. You know, your washing machine might be talking to your neighbor's toaster, which might be on the grid.
Well,
If you buy a modern-day electronic and then go out to your camp where you have a wood gasifier running a generator and you plug in that new toaster, it's going to leapfrog to wherever the closest sucker is that's on the net. So we've got to be really careful about this stuff.
Yeah, it depends on how far it is. I mean, about three near-field communications are causing problems with Bluetooth in Houston. I just heard a guy who's having problems with his cell phone because the traffic lights are using Bluetooth to communicate between each other. So it's getting, there's a lot of noise in the system, and you can do that. You can put noise into the system.
Yep.
There's various devices.
What if China hacked that system and then just turned every traffic light in America green?
Hey, there's a movie with Martin Sheen called Echelon Conspiracy where a computer gets artificially intelligent and does that. But it could be done manually. Mm. You know, it causes a pedestrian to get killed that knew too much, you know, so it changed the traffic lights so he got ran over. And, you know, several other.
What a vulnerable system. All the cool things that, you know, you could imagine, you know, a righteous person or a righteous government could use such technology for. And then there's always the dishonest things that they could use it for. But on top of it, the wet blanket on top of it all is that it's vulnerable to our collective enemies.
They intentionally put backdoors into stuff, and the hackers know it. Stuff gets sold on the dark web. Hacks get stolen on the dark web for months and months because they don't want to redo it. If you go back and look up something called Cherry Blossom, it was active and live for months, probably about 6 or 8 months after Julian Assange blew the whistle on Cherry Blossom. The intelligence community didn't want to change it. Finally, the mainstream news reported on it, 9 days later, Linksys had new firmware for all of their Wi-Fi routers, going back to stuff they claimed they no longer supported. Now, do you believe that the nerds were all tapping away, rewriting the firmware in mom's basement? No. They already had that. They knew it was for sale on the dark web, but they didn't want to change it because, you know, the infrastructure for the intelligence community is vast. So all their operatives were still using those back doors in the Wi-Fi routers. It's called cherry blossom. Everything has a vulnerability. We don't get a hold of it unless they can control it. That's what I think has been going on for a long time with everything we've got, every technology. So we got to figure out ways. I believe there's simple ways to put a wrench in the works, because if you're talking like they were talking last year, that you're going to try to do something, you know, revolution-wise, they already infiltrate it and know what's going on before we even get organized, and they've got operatives. And you know, I saw that happen in the 90s with PATCO, Patriot Conspiracy, and the Kentucky State Militia, and even political groups. Like, we had a group called Take Back Kentucky, and we had another one called Concerned Citizens for Kentucky. Some of the same infiltrators that were disrupting those groups were in both groups.
Yeah, all official groups, and people should be in that frame of mind, is that all of those groups are compromised, either with physical flesh and blood human beings or through your digital devices. But the one thing that they cannot possibly interfere with is that organic, what will take place when unrest begins to actually happen. When people aren't going to work anymore, when your whole neighborhood and everyone's home, they're out in the streets, are wondering what's going on, you know, the sheep out there are looking for someone to lead them still. And that's where the patriots who are in the know, I tell them, don't give up. As ominous as things look and appear right now, there is going to come a time where you are going to be that shining light out there. You're going to be in the know. And our success in saving the Republic, I think, is going to have a lot to do with the patriots out there who, during a time of entropy where all their digital gadgets have fallen by the wayside, where I get to stand on a soapbox in a neighborhood full of sheep that are bleeding and say, listen, we knew this was coming. Here's what we need to do. And organize right at the street level organically, without the digital stuff. So I keep telling people, man, network with your neighbors. All right. Yeah. They're going to be the ones, the first ones to crawl through your window, because they got a sick or dying child at home that needs medication. You know, it's not going to be a blue UN helmet you're shooting at. It's going to be your neighbor if they're not prepared.
Well, FRS and GMRS radios might prove handy in that case, but a lot of that can be monitored by satellites. So you have to consider everything compromised.
Yeah.
So the chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache, if you remember your red Don code. I made you lose here. I'm going in a parking garage. I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was Mike from Kentucky. Preparedness. That's something I should work in. I did promise I was going to do that. A little segment about preparedness in each one of the shows, because, you know, it's just, it's important. It's important, not really just because of what we're seeing right now here today. It's more than that. Because, you know, my grandparents, for lack of a better term, were preppers. I grew up as a kid from as young as I can remember. I'd walk down the basement stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs, I saw a shelves full of green beans and corn and peppers and, I mean, you name it. Everything in the garden that they grew the year before, the whole basement was a great big pantry. And, of course, for them, the impetus, the reason that they did that so faithfully and so religiously every year was because my grandparents both lived through the Depression. They realized what it was to go into unrest. And that's, we got to get back in that mindset. We got to get back in that mindset. So, got another break coming up. Please stay with us. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Sunday, November 19th to everybody. Thanksgiving next week. All right, carve out a little time for your family here. Put the politics aside if you can. If you can't, raise hell for the Constitution. That's all I can say. We're going to have a quiet Thanksgiving. It'll be me and Sweetie Pie and maybe a buddy of mine and his young cub might stop over to visit too. But we're going to have a nice, quiet, intimate and quiet. I'm going to say that again. Thanksgiving. All right. And I'm going to think back of those things that I'm thankful for. And I got an awful lot of them. And I got some great people in my life, real patriots that I'm honored to interact with. And for that, I'm quite thankful. All right. And I'm thankful for my dog, Fletcher. All right, who joins me on the show every single week and consults me, okay? So find those things that you can be thankful for and, you know, do have a nice holiday between now and then. Got some more callers online doing pretty good here this week. Let's hop over to Lynn from Maryland. How are you, Lynn? You're on the air.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate you taking my call.
So good to hear from you again. How are you, and how are things in Maryland?
They're okay, thank you. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad well, I don't know that I'm glad, but it is what it is. My days of 30 people to dinner are over. With a paralyzed husband. I had to get up, dress the house, clean, and fix all the food. So it used to be fun.
Oh, those big events.
It was a lot of fun, I have to tell you. But, you know, I think that, one, we have to be willing to do what it takes for what we know is important. I believe in prophecy, but I don't believe in the prophecy that I have heard anybody, and I mean anybody, everybody, discuss who claims to be a Christian or a talking head on the radio or TV or John Hagee or any of those people, especially evangelical Christian and Christian Zionists. It is BS. They twist everything that is very easy to understand. There is a perfect timeline, and it is man-made-up religion that confuses it all.
So yeah, it's the corporate part of it.
When it
there's
comes
a
to
corporate
the people
religion
in Gaza,
that exists.
Somebody has to stand up for those people because, and here's a hint about technology, folks, they don't have any. Look what happens when somebody flips that switch, doesn't give you fuel for power, and you don't have the internet or your cell phone. So you might as well learn to do without it today. You don't need to use it because the government's saying you got to have it. You got to have IP phone service, and you're not going to be able to do your banking unless it's electronic. And no, even the old people, they've surveyed them, and they're fine. And I make my phone calls and say, well, I'm not effing fine with it.
But
okay,
Lynn, can you give me one example in history, going back as long as you can remember, can you think of one example where government has instituted a prohibition where underground, a black economy didn't develop almost instantaneously? So let's say they do ban us from doing banking, common banking, in anything other than through their digital currency and our phones.
Don't you think that people stick with the here and now right now? Because there
are
people
dying. Yeah, but right here and now, people will find an alternative.
And there are more people that are pro-Palestinian in this country now. If you're listening to Fox News or watching TV, I'm sure you're not hearing it. But all you have to do is look at the protests and the marches. Look at the 200,000 people that were on the mall 2 weeks ago compared to that ditty thing they had last Tuesday that gets all the news feed stuff. But also the other things, like the thing in there was a demonstration at DNC Tuesday or Wednesday, another one at Union Station Friday evening. There was one
now
out there in California.
People from
I mean,
both
they
sides.
Are all over because we have to speak up for these people because this isn't just about Gaza. This is about us. And this is about the policing that is going on.
I got a break coming up on
us
right now, but I want you to hold over because I got some questions here. But we're coming into a break right now. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Through your second dose of Red Pill Politics. We do broadcast here every week, every Sunday, right from republicbroadcasting.org. You can get involved in the text chat. There's volunteers from the station that are manning a text chat right now at redpillpolitics.chattango.com. And you can also, if you have already visited redpillpolitics.tv, you are aware that I send out a live stream every week on our Rumble channel. So please do go over and subscribe there. All right, hit that notification button. Make sure you get notice when we're broadcasting and share, share, share. All right, hit that donation button too. All right, we are listener funded here. And you're here in the show right now because of folks like yourself. So please contribute if you can. You know, advertisers, if you know a business, you got a favorite business, a mom and pop or something that's got an online component, man, to get a hold of the folks at the station, We'd be happy to get up some advertising for you. All right. Work out a mutually beneficial contract. All right. That's something that's good for both parties. Hate that word compromise. The word compromise means both sides have lost something. All right. We're about mutually beneficial agreements. You make a small contribution for ads, and we get to put our signal out louder and bolder. All right, we're going to get back to it. I've got Lynn from Maryland on the phone. She was saying we have got to pay attention to the rallies. That's all we got to do is start paying attention to what's going on. There's a rolling boil that's occurring here. There's rallies that have been put on by the Jewish community saying we got to support the Israel no matter what. We've got rallies for the Palestinians saying we've got to support the Palestinians, that this is genocide. And, you know, I would agree. We got to be cognitive of these rallies that are popping up. But here's my question to you, Lynn, is if you were to take 100 people from both sides, 100 people from those that are advocating that the U.S. must just hop in and automatically support Israel, and those that are saying this is a genocide, you got to support Palestine, how many out of those 100 have the ability to separate your average Palestinian who just wants to live and let live? Because I am convinced that in every nation of the world, there's a demographic of that nation's people that really don't have aggressive foreign policy ambitions, that just want to go to work, just want to live their lives, provide for their families, and are really very simple, blue-collar, average people. And I believe they exist in every nation. I believe in Palestine, that there's people that don't want to just go and exterminate Jews. And so there's a difference between Palestinians, your average Palestinian, and Hamas. And then on the other side of the coin, you know, how many of those that are advocating for the United States to just support Israel, period, can decipher and delineate between Zionist and your common Jew? You know, how many do you think out of these rallies where tens of thousands show up, how many of them are capable of delineating Hamas from Palestinians and Zionism from Jewish Israelis?
Well, what I can tell you is that according to Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL in the Ways and Means Committee the other day, stated clearly that there is no difference between anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Semitism and Zionism are the same thing, according to them, and that
Greenblatt's
has to be squashed. We are to be banned from expressing that type of speech. Now, when it comes to Palestinians, I think the majority of Palestinians do want to just live in peace. They have lived in an apartheid state now for over 50 years. Imagine
they
that.
They say that over 60% of them support Hamas.
Well, you know what? When you don't have anybody to protect yourself from Israel, you're going to do what you have to do. Because what I can tell you right now is I can tell you who's controlling us. And who has the guts, like Josh Paul, to stand up and be willing to lose his State Department job without retirement, probably, because he did the right thing? Are we willing to do the right thing? And it may be small and incremental, but what I've said to staffers for weeks, look, please do what you can do. If we just save one or two people in Gaza, then it's one or two. But if you go across the aisle and you go talk to your fellow staffers, do what you can. And you know by the second week, 100 of them did a walkout. 100 staffers on Capitol Hill walked out in support of the Palestinians. And, you know, right now, as far as I know, other than the few that have been all along pro-Palestinian, there's a congressman or senator from New Hampshire who's Jewish, who actually changed his stance this past week and is supporting a ceasefire. And then Dick Durbin. I don't know anybody else, and I've called a lot of people. But remember, folks, your congressmen and senators are in their home offices this week. So you can call and talk to them, go to their offices. You can talk to their staffers. You can appeal to them because it will make a difference. And if it doesn't make a difference to them, it will build your muscle. And I can't show up at a rally, but I sure can support everybody who does. And I can be making phone calls in support of that. And I can listen to what people say and then call their office in response to what they say and be respectful. But say, look, I disagree with this. When you have Hakeem Jeffries' soundbite being used on a conservative radio, far-right fascist radio program, I think for Hakeem Jeffrey, he would consider that kind of yucky, you know?
Well, you know, I agree with reaching out to them and being, you know, respectful, but assertive. I mean, when I contact them, I tell them flat out, I said, you have created such a foreign policy nightmare in so many hotspots around the world where there are so many enemies of America right now that I flat out tell them, if you don't do everything in your power to close this border right now, I will view you as treasonous. This is an act of treason to leave our border open.
Look where we've come in 50 years. Last night, I listened to the panel that had to do with the 50th anniversary of Richard Nixon's, Saturday Night Massacre. And think about that. Right up until the point where the public went, oh, no, wait, because of the tapes, the public still supported him. But at that time, there were three TV stations. Now, people are so under the influence and control of their social media and how algorithms are being played against people. So they don't even hear the other side of the story. They don't hear what's going on in all the world. Do you know that half of Africa is like in a nightmare? Do you know what's going on other than Russia and Ukraine? You know, I mean, there's a lot, and it all, when you look at it and stop and think about it, it all relates, and it relates right to us, and we're losing power here, but we have to voice our opinion.
Your own business, because we've got brush fires all over here in the United States, and I believe in being a good neighbor. I do believe in helping out those in need. But, you know, in our quest to spread democracy around the world, we've involved ourselves in the governments of so many different countries. And right now there's so much suffering. People point to the homeless veterans, to the addicts on the street and our own homeless, to the destruction of business. You know, there's plenty here for us to be nervous about. You know, how would the world really look in the governments and the people of other nations if we all of a sudden said, all right, you know what, we're going to worry about our own right now. All right, please try to get along and not kill each other. But we've got our own problems. Because I think it's time for the United
Who's
States
gonna
to start
do
worrying
that,
about
Dave?
The United States.
Who's going to do that? When you have Israel totally controlling our government, who is going to do that?
Yeah, we got to put them in their place. I've always said that there's no way in hell that we should give any one nation our blanket support, no matter what they say and do. We will support you always. Don't ever feel alone. You know, screw that. If you screw up in the foreign policy world and you alienate yourself, feel alone. They should feel that. All right, so I don't believe they should get blanket support for everything that they do, and we're starting to see that.
They've never done anything for us except line politicians' pockets, but that was the other thing I said. If this was any other government, far right as they are, not a democracy, an apartheid state, we would be outraged at what they're doing. We're fighting on the wrong side. If we're going to get in a fight, we might as well be on the right side of justice here. Yeah. This isn't the right side of justice. They're not protecting their homeland. They are trying to eradicate those people off the land because somehow they think that land has been deemed theirs as God's holy land for them.
Yeah.
And that's just not true. God kicked them out, if you remember. So thank you, President Truman, for, you know, making a mess of things. But when you think of Internet of Things, I actually heard a book thing on
Make it a quick
Friday
win.
Night
I got two more on on deck here. So what's your final thoughts real quick?
Okay, the book is called Future Cares, Sensors, Artificial Intelligence, and the Reinvention of Medicine by Dr. Jaz Singh, so we can be part of the Internet of Things. And then they can control us all. Let's not be controlled by the Internet, and I wouldn't trust anything Alex Jones said. He'll set you up just as much as Donald Trump will. You can't fall for those people. Think
yeah,
for
we
yourself.
Gotta think for ourselves.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dave. You know, God bless you.
All right, thank you very much for the call. All right, that was Lynn from Maryland. We got about 15 minutes left of the show. I got two callers on deck, and we're going to see if we can get to them all here. Our next caller is Murr from Wisconsin. How are you, Murr?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's things in Wisconsin?
Well, it's pretty nice. They keep saying it's going to be cold, and then it warms up. So, I don't know. Of course, we started deer season, but I haven't heard too many guns yet. So, but this is kind of a sanctuary, and we have had cattle grazing nearby. So, you know, I let them use the land. So, I think they're, you know, I don't know. I heard a couple early, and that's usually how it is, either early or late, you know, that they'll catch a deer in the area.
Yeah, we're getting, right now it's getting close to rut season here. Usually between the 11th and the 17th up in this area is usually about the climax of rut. But it's been a little bit lagged because we had some warmer weather. It really needs a good cold snap for that to kick off. But what's on your mind today?
Yeah, the gun season is runs till following Sunday, the 26th. So it's, you know, over Thanksgiving and whatnot. Yeah, Rimfan, okay, this star, there never was a Star of David. This goes back, this is ancient, this is evil, and that's what they're really using. And that's in the Sacrifice and the Liberty official tune. That'll be our bumper music today when Michael Gaddy rejoins me for part two of this deep dive into, we may get to Operation Cyanide, which was the long-planned way to get the Six-Day War going in 67 and the planned attack on the Liberty. There's some that are trying to say now that it was an you know, accident by Israel, which is nonsense, of course. And so, I mean, like Lynn was alluding to, you know, they have no voice in Palestine. They cut off all their media. You're not going to hear what they have to say. And it annoys me when I hear people saying, like Steve Bannon and others, that this was real, that this Hamas attack, Hamas was started by Israel. You know, there's a really good article I can put in your chat and send to you, too, from 2001.
No, they were created to offer resistance to the PLO of the time, and that they were put in place because the PLO was more moderate. Israel funded Hamas.
Against Fatah. They were to bounce off of them, right. So, but I made up this axiom about symbols a while ago. You know, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then a symbol is worth 1,000 pictures and more than 1,000 years. And we see that with this Star of Rimfan, don't we?
Huh.
The six-pointed star I'm talking about. They used to use the menorah. That was their symbol, right? But,
corporate religions and these movements, man, they adopt symbology, and, you know, it's the corporate religion part that has got the world in such a twist. I wish people would disconnect, grab their Bible, and really have an understanding. I mean, read it and understand its actual message. And it's not always a literal script, because the corporate churches would love to go out and orchestrate a whole show, theatrics for you, to lead the world in a particular direction as if it was, you know, as if it were fact. And now the lessons of the Bible and to be a good Christian are all put in place so that, you know, we can make choices in the world and in our lives where God will bless our nation, will bless and heal our nation. That means that not everything that was written about, these are stories, and it's a path, a well-lit path to destruction if we choose to ignore God's word.
Right.
But at the same time, there's lessons for us to learn how we can make remedy right here and now. It's not a script.
Religion is man-made for control. You have to know Christ on an intimate, personal basis, okay? Him within you and you within him. Don't need any earthly intermediaries of any kind, and especially not the media. But, I mean, a lot of these pastors will get up and act like they are God, and so they're breaking the first commandment, right? You follow those Ten Commandments, and you're good to go, you know? And if you're saved by the grace of God, you will want to obey them. Not like it's a burden, you know? And reading the Bible, but New Testaments, a bunch of New Testaments were taken to Jerusalem. This was several years ago. But they built a bonfire and burned them all, you know? And they will try to kill people that mention Christ in Jerusalem, in Israel. So yeah. It all boils down to Christ and Antichrist, okay? Christ isn't just another religion, okay? He's a creator of the universe, you know, and we'll have some more on that on my show, too, when we get Ken in Texas back, and he'll hopefully be
What time is your show? When can people check that out?
It's 2 to 4 p.m. Central here on RBN. It's Yours Truly, Myrrh, and we have a Chatango, yourstrulymyrrh.chatango.com, so we share things in there, too. But we won't be taking calls like last week, in case I forget to mention it at the top of the show. It's just too much to get in there. I don't even know if we'll get it all in there today. You know, and this is the second 2 hours.
I know, time flies quick. Appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great show. I've got one more caller I want to get to, but thank you very much for chiming in, and I'll be listening in, too. Good deal. That was Murr from Wisconsin, everybody. Working pretty good here. I got one more caller. We're going to squeak them in just under the wire. Next caller is Melissa from Maryland. How are you, Melissa? You're on the air.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you accommodated me. I don't know whether you're willing or prepared to discuss this, but... what do you suggest we do? What websites? What radio covers? What we should be concerned about, as far as the border is concerned, the broken border is concerned. Because what I am concerned about is, and maybe is a reason for mask wearing, is, you know, the conditions of the immigrants and the diseases that are coming into the country. That, you know, whatever they may be that are contagious, and what we have to watch out for. I mean, how would we find out about that? Because that's an undiscussed concern of illegal immigration, is the conditions of the immigrants and what they may be bringing
that could be
contagious, and we have to be concerned about.
They've been very tight-lipped on that type of stuff.
Okay, could be.
In general... You know, often require that you maintain anonymity in a lot of cases. But with respect to the illegals that are coming in, they've done away with a lot of precautionary things. The DNA testing, for example, something that can be done within a few hours and tell whether the people you're looking at are parents of that child or if that child is likely being trafficked. So those types of things are being very much marginalized. They're not talked about. But you know, to answer your question, I think as best as I can, you know, someone who's just been doing some outstanding reporting is Michael Yon. You know, this guy just cut out for this stuff. He's a natural, and he has got some wonderful information out there. So I really recommend that people not only tune in to the republicbroadcasting.org, is there's great content from the programmers and articles and all kinds of things that you can get there. But someone who is specifically overseeing everything that's going on all along the border is Michael Yon. Revolver is another source that I use quite often for geopolitical news. Gateway Pundit's pretty good. But, boy, if anyone knows, right, it's a wonderful question by Melissa from Maryland, is where you can track what's going on with illegals entering. And in particular, health-related concerns, because we know there's things that we've eradicated in this country that are coming in from other nations now. So your concern is...
Stuff maybe nobody's heard of, you know, 500-year-old stuff that we thought that we had gotten rid of.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're coming from an equatorial area, too, to a temperate, you know, most of the United States is a temperate climate. So as you bring in these diseases and conditions from the equator, you know, there could be problems, at least short term anyways, but very valid problems with the disease that comes in. Some are very contagious and climate has nothing to do with. But, yeah, that's a valid concern.
Okay. Yon is what? Y-O-N or what?
Yes, I believe it is. Yeah, Michael Yon. And, man, he's been on a lot of the independent guys. You don't see him on the mainstream at all. But he's okay. I don't know if he's Green Beret or what, but he is a former military. And he gets right in. He understands their language. I mean, literally speaks the language and the dialect. He's very, very brilliant when it comes to that. And he knows the politics and the history. All right. He's one that will sit out in the desert with these illegals that are coming in and those that are trafficking them. And they're very open and discuss what's going on, what they're doing and how they're doing it. And he's just had some outstanding reporting. So for the border, that's kind of the guy I go to.
Yeah, and we don't even know how long this is something to be concerned about. But anyway, I mean, it's, you know, we don't have an end date for this. So, okay.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Melissa,
keep up the good work.
Up the show. Thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate it. That was Melissa from Maryland. Our other caller is Andy from Texas. Mike from Kentucky, Lynn from Maryland, Murr from Wisconsin. Thank you one and all. And thank you for listening. All right, hope to see you next week. Until then, fly your flags high, keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you later.
Hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.